got a fanny pack name right now.
Yeah, we do. Just a moment.
Oh, man.
Good morning, good evening, and good night. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned in to Ya Heard Radio, where life moves from the verb of your words. That's the actions of your words. It is I, your host, soon coming, Amadi. And you are now back into the vibe. I'm bringing back something from the archive, so you can tap in a few episodes, but you might have recognized the snickering. No, fuck you talking about? No bar. I'm here with Mr. Joel Alvarez, the vegan Dominican god.
I'm done.
How you living?
Oh. Are we recording?
Yeah, we out here.
Oh. How's it going, guys? This is your boy, Joel. What's poppin'? Back at it again with the back at it again. Like Cardi B said.
Actually, though. So with that being said, we were in the midst of a lot going on. So we're not going to spare you any details. We're just going to jump into it. What we got playing in the background is the Christian Scott, you know. My neighbor's been playing the trumpet. I was like, I need to get back in that bag. As some of you know, I'm on my trumpet journey. I got one. I haven't touched it for a minute, but, you know, it's lingering. It's there.
Nice. Yeah, I like the sound.
Yeah, real
sound. It's a very, very sexy sound.
New Orleans.
Nice.
Yeah, Prodigy.
Is this jazz? I think it is jazz.
It's trap jazz, I guess you could say, because it got the trap beats in the background.
Nice.
And then, bam, that's like the future, the sound of them all.
Huh.
Nice. Selection.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, Mr. Two Phones, what are you working with these days? I see you got rid of your iPhone, huh?
No more iPhone. I'm doing Google now. The Google phone. I got the new Google phone. Pixel 5a or 5 Pixel X. I'm not sure.
So clearly, you don't like your privacy. But go on.
Oh, bye. Actually, I do have privacy. I have a VPN on my phone.
Built in?
Yeah, I do. I have a VPN, so you can't just collect my data. And even when I'm on Wi-Fi, like my Wi-Fi provider cannot see all my search history. Because you know when you're actually on your Wi-Fi from your Wi-Fi provider, they store all that data of all your history.
Mm-hmm.
From porn to not porn, of whatever you're watching,
porn
they
hub.
Have it. No, seriously, they have it. So
don't say that.
The only way to stop them from having that information is through having a VPN.
Allegedly.
No. Yeah, you can.
So here's the thing. I tell people I'm already in too deep, you know, because we go, oh.
No, but
when I Google my name, I see my old addresses, all that stuff, like pictures I don't even remember I put up. So I'm like, so I go,
Mother, what more do you want from me?
I'm already in too deep. How am I getting all this stuff off the web? I need a private detective to, like, help erase my history online.
No.
If I wanted to, what would be this? Because I'm like, they already have everything at this point. I might as well get vaccinated.
I mean, think about it. If they already got all the data and whatnot, then what am I really hiding by not putting more data in me? So logically, that illogically makes sense.
No, wait, what? How you go from data to vaccination? No, but actually, it's funny you say that, because one of the things that you could do is, you have a thing called data subject right request under the regulation called General Data Protection Regulation. It's in Europe, but a lot of people adopt it here. In California, you got CCPA, California Consumer Protection Act. You can just request your fucking data. It don't matter if you're in too deep. Even in Google, you should do that. It's actually pretty funny, the shit that they probably collect from you. You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
And then you can tell them, I need this erased, and they should erase it
immediately.
Right away.
Immediately. I need it erased immediately.
Yeah, immediately. And if they don't erase it in a certain time, then you have the right to sue.
Really?
Under the Privacy Act of 1974.
I wonder how many people are suing, you know, these lawsuits be acting.
Or Federal Trade Commission, whatever you want to do. But yeah, you can sue them. I mean, you have your privacy rights. And a lot of people don't know that. And that's how they get away and they become billion-dollar companies.
And that's why we appreciate Apple. Their privacy is one of their number one things.
Oh, is that what they say in their core value?
Oh, of course.
Oh, interesting.
For the people.
Just like they're
the
selling their data to most companies also while they're making billions?
Don't say that. Hey, not innocent until proven guilty. That's all I'm going to say with that. No, but as I said, yeah, being in too deep, like, and I'm going to bring it right back to the vaccination. Data and vaccination go hand in hand.
Yeah.
They go hand in hand. It's like, so let's start with what has everyone worried. What has everyone worried is the effects, right? The side effects. That's the number one argument. Well, what if I grow a third arm? What if I'm done. Become the Hulk? Or,
oh, the Hulk. Well, I'll take it then.
Yeah. You know,
I'm going to become the Hulk.
What if, you know, it's not, you know, what if I start drooling on myself in 5 years from now? It's not fully tested. And in the same vein, these people are doing Molly cocaine and everything else that they don't know.
Meth.
Yeah. With fentanyl in it or whatnot. And they're not asking those same questions before having a good time. But now they want to care. So that's where it's kind of funny where it's
you
like,
brought coke in my home, man.
I'm just saying, you know, like, I'm just saying.
You went there, though. That's a good analogy, but I'll counter that in a second. But I agree. I get what you're saying.
All right, go ahead and counter.
I mean, it's not really like a counter. I mean, the vaccines, I think there's the side effect for me. When I look at the word side effect, I think about health, environment, future, all that stuff. Like, not just the health side effects. I think the true side effect is invasion of privacy. Mm-hmm. I think that is insane.
Putting a serum in me that I don't want? Like,
No. Invasion of privacy in terms of the data they're going to collect. Not only your geolocation everywhere you go, but they're also going to have your health data. And how do you know that these institutions, these new companies that are creating this, have the cybersecurity measures and technical controls to do that? Because right now, I could tell you, that's what I do for consulting. Mm-hmm. And I work with big companies, and I could tell you, like, 80% do not have these technical controls, which is why, man, they hire me. So
it's
so,
when you say that, it's crazy, because we look at I look at the world so much in a face value. Oh, like, new popcorn came out, and then you're over here telling me about the underworld where, mm-hmm, oh, this new popcorn, sure the flavor is this, but what's actually in the flavor affects this. And then once your liver goes out, that goes into the where hospitals, you know, these rich people need livers and whatever. Things that you go, whoa, I didn't know it went that deep. I just thought it was just this new thing, and now you're telling me this is going out, and now someone's gonna have my liver in turn for this new flavor. You know, like, so that's what's kind of wild. And at the same time, you don't want to get stuck down this whole conspiracy train on YouTube and know what to not believe or what to believe, you know, anymore.
And the good thing is that this is not a conspiracy. It's a fact. Because it's funny, because I before I went into cybersecurity and privacy, I used to think this was conspiracy. But remember, the term conspiracy was actually created by the CIA to counter anything that was possibly true.
Area 51.
That can forfeit with their agenda. And again, not to be conspiracy, but it's just in general, mm-hmm, that term conspiracy, you could look it up, was created by the CIA and the Central Intelligence Agency.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't know this, but it's easier. The thing about it is that whatever we're unsure, it's easier to say conspiracy than to do your research and actually read the legislation, because it is take time. It is like 50 pages.
Hey, and just like all you other Americans out here, you know, when you're doing your homework in elementary, we don't like to double check our work.
Done.
I'm done.
You know what? Not even me. I only do it because it's my
job now.
It's kind of my job. But honestly, and you'd be surprised how much rights you have also when it comes to, you see, like, you're in too deep. Like, you could literally request any company, be like, you collected this data, delete my whole thing. And they need to delete it right away.
Yeah, I'm on that type of time. Like, yo, I'm out here texting, stop, all cap, to any of you bill collectors, any of you, whatever I got a deal on, stop it. Get me off your list. Stop, stop, next. You know the vibes. Got me stressed out.
Take me off the no call list. The other day I was walking past someone that must have got one of them calls, and it was so funny hearing them talk to a machine. It was like, they answered, and as I'm walking by, I hear, take me off your list. Take me off your list. No, stop. Ah.
I'm done.
I'm like, all right, Karen.
But wait, so let's go back to you said the vaccine about the side effects. So yeah, like I was saying before, I think is that invasion of privacy is like, how much data do we want to give the government? I don't care what side it is. How much data are we willing to sacrifice, and our location and our habits? And remember, they also have the right to sell, you know, in, mm-hmm, a lot of legislation, they always use this term. It's called, you know, okay, you can sell your data for reasonable business measures or something, or to improve the software, or you can use the data to improve, you know, all these things. And they can do that. Mm-hmm. And who knows who this data is being sold to?
Of course the data is being sold to me. Oh, I'm a villain head ass. What are you talking about? I got all your data.
You know, because you know, not a lot of companies follow. So you see your data.
Yeah.
Your data could be being sold overseas to like a group of militia or whatever. You might not even know.
They'll make clone babies of me.
But no. but there's a thing called OFAC, Office Foreign of Asset Controls, which is an agency in the United States that have sanctions on different countries and stuff, and people who are blocked that, you know, that are against America. But not a lot of companies that are small that are doing these apps collecting data are following that. They don't even know. This is why they hire, again, like privacy compliance companies like mine to make sure that they're following that. But just think about that for a second. And the shit that you're getting exposed to.
Okay.
But anyway, that's just on the back side.
So let me go into my personal experience. When the vaccine came out, I watched some of the docs, like a lot of you folks out there, you know, perused online and whatnot. And I had mixed feelings. I was like, all right, now it brings us into the herd technique, right? The herd thing, which is like if over 80% of the population is vaccinated, then the other 20% that don't take it will be good because the virus can't live on because so many people are immune, then it'll in turn die out. So like many of you, I'm like, all right, well, I've been healthy. I eat my raw bell peppers. You know, I run a mile a day.
Raw bell peppers?
Yeah, raw bell peppers.
Which color?
Green.
Oh, not the red ones?
The yellow too.
Next.
Orange is my favorite probably.
Okay.
Just for the color. But at the end of the day, I'm doing these things where it's like, yo, I drink over a gallon of water. I'll take my chances in the wild, you know, natural selection head ass. But then I was like, I think I don't like to take the flu shot. I'd rather, why give myself the flu to like not get the flu? How about I just, you know, practice healthy habits? So when it came time to this vaccine, I had this very mixed feeling. I didn't want to do it. My parents asked me, so like, you know, they're like, yo, it'd just be better. And they're like, I'm going to keep tapping in with you until I know, because, you know, here you are on this line. Like, is it right or is it not right? And we won't know until after it's all said and done. You either did it or you did it. And then you're like, you did it. And what is it? Johnson & Johnson?
Pfizer or Moderna? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we're all here. And so now I remember going into CVS and getting my shot.
You got in a CVS?
I got a CVS. And I didn't do a bad bitch photo where I took a picture of my vaccine card and then made a trip to Miami.
Please
no. You know how they do it.
Well, they don't even require one.
Yeah. And I had this conflicted feeling. It happened too fast. I mean, I walked in, I waited in line, boop, stabbed my arm, done. And then I was like, wow. I'm done now. I'm injected. Here we are. And then I had to get over it because mentally I thought, did I even do the right thing? And I was like, don't even go down that rabbit hole. What's done is done. Like, you did it. I'm out. Skirt. So that's like my personal experience. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there going through the same thing. I took it, but damn, should I have? And then you don't want to psych yourself out. However, then there's the ones that haven't taken it. And then I'm seeing the other
like me. Bye.
I'm seeing the other side where people go, oh, I wasn't into that until they got COVID. And then they're like, wait, hey, y'all, I know I was like capping, da, 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 but yo, it's very important to get the shot. I was around people that I trusted. I was around people that I thought I do trust them, but they just gave me COVID and I could have put other people in danger. So now I'm going to go get the shot. Like, so it's like, it's kind of like this.
But hold on. You just said something that I'm definitely going to have to counter.
Counter.
So the vaccine is not 100% effective, and is you could still get COVID. Mm-hmm. You're sitting between 61% and 69%,
maybe higher, 80%.
And remember, that's probability. Statistics are more prediction and probability. What may happen is not, it's not accurate, and it's not. I think people forget that.
Okay,
I'm gonna talk to you about that too. The biggest thing is take care of your gut and your immune system. Yes, like if you go to the NIH, National Institute of Health. There's a big study they put out of people who take daily zinc and vitamin D could reduce COVID by 87%.
So go get some sun.
Which are also one of the ingredients of the vaccine, depending on what you're taking. It has potassium, fatty lipids.
That's why it wasn't so high in Africa.
But it's not only that, but they also are not, they don't do back. They don't, that's not, it's natural, naturopathic medicine.
Okay.
Which is why they're healthy. And not only that, but in the vaccine, I feel like it was more of a social pressure thing. This is what happens when you politicize everything from racism to vaccines, is instead of becoming something that you should do or you can do, now it's political. Now it's like, okay, this is the right thing versus like, look, my freedom is too. I'm going to be honest. It's going to be very controversial, but I can give two shits about your grandma. I just don't. You want to know why? Because if it costs my freedom, it's too expensive.
If it costs your freedom, it's too expensive.
Sorry.
Well, then stay your ass inside then.
I don't have to though. And you're in a state. Let me tell you something. You're in a state that doesn't require nothing.
Yo, right, facts.
So you know, but it varies from state to state.
So here we are now. This is where we are now. Something passed, yeah. Right? Where, yeah. Where if you're vaccinated, fully vaccinated, you're no longer required to wear a mask. I'm seeing a lot of posts.
That's what the CDC's saying.
Hold shout on. Out to the 253, but they out here posting we outside all 2021, summer 21, we fucking outside. You know, emphasis Jesus. On fucking, you know.
Oh my God.
We outside side. Mm. Everyone, all the people that were like, when you asked me in 2018 to kick it and I blew you off and I didn't respond, they're like, yo, I am so sorry. I'm going to go out every opportunity I can with you now.
I'm done.
People have regrets.
Oh God.
People have been talking to themselves. They're actually learning who their spouse really is and what their house really looks like because they home.
Damn.
Yeah, so a lot of realizations. And
yeah, suicide rate, I think, went up. Everything, and even domestic violence, all that. It was crazy.
I mean, you're trapped in the house, allegedly.
Not if you're in Texas, Florida, or in Arizona, clearly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The three sunny spots.
Because I'm in Colorado, and I came here, and I was like, oh, interesting. Because, you know, Dr. Fauci did say, even if you're vaccinated, you can still get it, and you need to wear a mask.
No. But
the CDC.
Actually, when you're at a restaurant eating without a mask, you can't catch COVID because.
Yeah, you got to. So COVID is so smart that, like, only when you're standing up is searching for you because you have a mask on. But then when you sit down
and eat,
it can't get to you.
Yeah.
Because somehow that process right there, maybe it's spirituality.
It's like ozone layer at your table.
I don't get
table.
It. Yeah. Again, it becomes political at that point, and they think that's the problem they have. But hey, if you get the vaccine, I'm not against it. But I'm just not getting it. I'm not for it nor against it. I've done enough research. Like, if you want to get it, if you feel like you should get it, go ahead, do what you got to do. But it got approved under emergency authorization, which means anything in the FDA that gets approved under emergency authorization has not been evaluated by the safety committee in the Federal Drug Administration. And also, that means they also did not involve the Department of Health and Human Services.
Right, but they haven't. So, cannabis hasn't been gone through that. Cocaine hasn't.
But it's not only that, but it's the reason why they don't approve it. It's because when they don't approve it, there's no liability. But if they approve it and there's liability, the thing is that, like I said, a vaccine is like, it's like also like a fruit, right? Like people could eat strawberries and drop dead, and some people could eat strawberries and it'll help them, like some like allergic reactions, right?
Yeah.
Like, but it's stupid for people to assume that everybody should take the vaccine when there's a lot of stuff in it that can give you allergic effects. And even if you go to the FDA label, dude, it tells you all the side effects, which one includes death. There's actually been 4,000 deaths according to VAERS, which a lot of people don't know what that is. That is the Vaccine Adverse Effect Reporting System.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're not informed because, you know, there's a lot of marketing campaigns to take the vaccine because people don't see the deeper behind this. Like, yes, take the vaccine. I think it could be helpful, whatever, for people who have low immune system. But if people have good immune system, I think you're good. But again, I'm not a doctor. Don't follow what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But
I just feel if you're in this line of whether you should or you shouldn't, or you're in this civil war, what may that be with your family?
Civil war, I'm not.
Yeah, like with your in, because I'm seeing like couples, I see spouses that are like, I think you should take it. I don't think you should take it. I don't want you to take it, and I don't want to take it. I should take it, and you should take it, because I'm above this age. So there's a lot of miniature civil wars and households of disagreement and, you know, of what feels right. So there's such a sensitive. And,
You bring up a good point. Well, it shouldn't be sensitive because just like one, you know, like a woman has a choice to. I do believe that women should have a choice to, you know, if they want to get an abortion or not. And so it's your body, your choice. Like, so it only counts for certain aspects. Again, that's what happens when it's political. And I think people should definitely do research on the vaccine because again, they're like, oh, I'm vaccinated, I'm fine. Actually, you're not. And if you're eating pizza and trash, you're gonna be back at square one because the flu fucking likes cholesterol and it likes high acidic bodies, period. No matter what vaccine you take. So people don't understand that we're like a flushing system. That shit will come out in a couple months.
Yeah.
So this is gonna become, mock my words, and go back at this again. It's gonna be like the yearly flu where you're gonna have to get your yearly flu shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly what's gonna happen.
I heard it might be in the form of Tylenol soon. Pop pop.
I'm done. And you know what? But that's how they're making money. And people, again, people don't go that. Dude, they're already in like the billions of fucking making this fucking check. But anyway, it's a sensitive child topic. But it's funny how people are arguing like, you should take it. I should take it. Oh my God. Like, you should take it. Like, you're gonna cure it. Okay. Can you tell me the ingredients on the vaccine, please? Thank you. Since you're so adamant.
Yeah.
Health.
Semen
and cock.
cock juice? No.
Yeah. Hey, well, just a quick reminder, y'all, don't get carried away. It's a you know, respect everyone's privacy. We out here asking people what vaccine they took. Like, we asking how much they make at work or something. How much you make a yearly basis? Like, well, what you get, the Pfizer, the Moderna?
I'm done. Like, that's how brainwashed we're actually, like,
flexing.
We're flexing about what fucking marketing brand we're taking for vaccine. Get the fuck out of here.
My buddy told me, he said, hey, be sure to get the Pfizer when you get it, because I bought Pfizer stock. Get me paid. I said,
oh, that's a good, honestly. See, at least there's a business reason. See, I can respect that.
I was like, yeah, I'm doing this for you, Will.
I respect that. I'm not gonna lie, I do have stocks in pharmaceutical, but I just won't take them. But I that's what I tell everybody. I was like, take that shit, bye. And I'm not taking it, but go ahead.
an excellent business plan, and I think we kind of tapped in on that, was when you said CIA making conspiracy. It's not only them, it's like, and what I'm trying to get at is, when a company makes a product that, and then also makes the product that it's going against, so that it's a win-win no matter what. Let me make, you know, let me make this headphone, like Beats, and then let me make AirPods. And then either way, you buy one or the other one.
Even I got AirPods and I got Google Phone.
Yeah.
Like, you, it's crazy.
You buy Beats or you buy the AirPods, I'm winning. If AirPods outsell that, like, I created the enemy company, the villain to go against. Like, so you went on both sides. So
Exactly. Yeah, that's called marketing.
Yeah, you can't lose if you make the solution and the problem. Let me get you sick, and now let me give you the antidote.
Let's just take a moment. I just got you sick, and I just gave you the antidote. Wow.
But hey, no. Dude, that's how it works. That's fucking cold marketing. But see, people don't think like that. They don't think outside the box. They're just like thinking like, boom, the TV is telling me this, and this is what I should do because I'm watching Fox News or CNN and all this dumb shit. And I'm like, no. So now you feel social pressure. Now it's not just that you need to take it, mm-hmm. because now we had health, but now you're socially pressured. Now you're labeled as an asshole because you're not taking the vaccine.
Right.
Little do they know what the ingredients is can actually kill certain people. Very small population, because I don't think the vaccine is going to make you grow a third leg. That's stupid.
Yeah.
I don't think they're that dumb to do something like that. But I do think that there's profitability with it. I mean, think about it. It's a profit, a for-profit company.
And right there, so profit is scary because, or business in general, we all doing it to not work for the man, right? Get away from the government, you know, live a tax-free life, you know, the American dream. But the thing with profit is, as I found it, when COVID first emerged on us, what, 2020, around February or whatnot, my cat got sick. And it needed like a bladder removal or some crystals in its pee.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And like, being at the spot, it was like, when I was at the vet, it was like, yo, there's gonna be $2,000 to clear its bladder. Like, do you love your cat? Oh, and you have 30 minutes to
social
decide.
Pressure.
Like, so within 30 minutes, I'm like trying to create a GoFundMe, and then GoFundMe said something about taking 10%, and I'm like, who's really gonna pay for me to get my cat fixed? Like, GoFundMe, my cat is in 30 minutes. I was like, man. And they're like, oh, we need it up front too. I'm like, so I, long story short, I ended up getting the credit card, pet, you guys know, care credit, whatever, some pet thing,
care credit. Yeah, care credit.
Yeah. And then I had 6 months finance free, like, you know, in zero APR, and I saved my cat. But I had to make a choice. I could have went to another, like, I don't know, like community hospital type thing, and it could have been 300, but the way they were manipulating me, going, well, yeah, you could go there, and
do
it's
you
probably
love
300
cat?
It's 300 there, but if they just unblock it and don't do what we're doing, right, like keeping it overnight, and da-da-da-da-da, you'll be back paying another 300, or if not 2,000 with us.
I didn't know this.
So
amazing.
Like, going through that psychological, I was like, dang, all right, so if I go the cheap route, wait, you pay for, you get what you pay for, right? Like, I'm going through all these analogies of what I should do.
Oh my God.
So anyways, I tapped my cat in, and they gave me that whole story. Tell me why. I come the next day, they call me, and they're like, oh, your cat ripped out a defibrillator 3 times in the night. Wait, you guys told me this was the best place to take it. You have nurse overnight, all this, and you're telling me the cat ripped out its bladder thing 4 times in the night? Like, I should have went and paid my 300 somewhere else. Like, they're going for profit, you know? And then, like, when you're in the hospital, when you go take your car to the mechanic shop,
wait,
they try to add on.
Go back for a second. I'm curious about, did they actually say, do you love your cat?
No.
Oh, I mean, they might as well, though.
They
at that
said
point.
It in a way without saying
tell
it.
Tell me, please, because this is amazing.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, it's like, oh, you could go over there, but like, you know, oh, it's like, man. Yeah. I'm like, really? Is there any kind of, I was like, is there any catch 22? Is there any kind of government assistance?
So like, basically what they said was like, well, if you go somewhere else, your cat might die. But if you here, he might survive.
Yeah. The chances are definitely higher. I know.
Next.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, and that's just one example in the healthcare system. So when you look at that and then you do it to like, the human hospital, obviously you stay at the hospital one day and you're down 50K just staying staying in a hospital bed,
even at a public hospital. You,
so that's why I'm at the point where I'm like, you take an ambulance, it's a $2,000 bill, maybe $5,000. Just take an
I'll
ambulance.
Take Uber, no thanks.
That's why I'm like, if I'm dying, you call me the Uber XL, all right? And then
good night.
And don't take me to the hospital. Matter of fact, take me to the Otis Hotel. Like, that's less, you know, than $1,000
honestly
night.
It is.
You know, like you call room service to help my ass.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're going to be at a hospital paying like $8,000 a night?
A night, yeah.
A night. And then,
and then you get apple juice.
And you get apple juice from the 99 cent store. And then they give you bacon even though you're having a heart attack. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So like that's the thing. Even when you're taking your car someplace, you don't trust. Like, it's like, are you really looking out for my car? Or are you trying to find what else you can add on to it by looking how much miles it has on it? So it's real tough to like go around with these trust issues. You're like, all these things I need for my health, I don't know if they're just trying to get a sale or if they're really or if they're really gonna do their thing, you know. So
but yeah, so
I digress.
Man, that's a good, you know, but that's marketing and the medical field is a business and people forget that. Like, it literally was supposed to be one heavy shot and now it's been diluted into 3 to 4. Guess what that means? More money, more checks, more paychecks. Because remember, they got to make up for all those billions they spend in investment because they thought it was going to be worse. Let's be honest. It's like there's a 98-99%, you know, a recovery rate from COVID if you get it, unless you're like over 60 or 70, whatever. But again, it got diluted now. And now Pfizer, now it's like 3 shots, 4 shots. And now they're going to make that check, you know? I mean, yeah, it's still needed. I mean, I guess I get it. And you know what? They have to do that. And because if the pharmaceutical companies collapse, as much as I'm not a big fan, the economy collapsed because they probably employ like 30% of the fucking population. I mean, I don't know if that's an exact number, but
no, it's definitely not.
It's business. It's like, oh, people were like, how come nurses are being laid off? Like, I don't get it. Doctors are being laid off. Well, doctors are not being in use anymore. Plastic surgeons are not being used anymore. Guess what? The only people that are working are the emergency nurses. And emergency doctors are on that one area. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, what do you mean they're laying off? I'm like, well, it's a business. No one coming in. They're not making that check.
Yeah.
So we need you to get sick at least once a week.
Pronto.
Like now.
Yeah.
Do you have not the flu? Well, let me give you a flu.
Let me give you baloney.
Wait, what? You were walking LEP today? Okay, you have LEP syndrome. I got you. We need to evaluate you.
Oh, no.
All done.
Yeah. Mm-mm. All right, take a moment. Let's just take a moment.
Support that business.
Just got to take breathers. As I was telling you, I've been meditating for 5 minutes a day for the last 3 weeks straight.
Really?
And definitely I'm noticing changes. Like day one, none. Like the first day you go in the gym, it's like, oh, do I got abs? No, you don't. It's under there somewhere. But when you get to like 3 months, then you're like, whoa, something's shifting in me. But for sure, just taking those intentional 5 minutes, it's been a workout mentally because I go, I set the timer, I hit it, and right away I'm just, and I just repeat that. Next thing I know, by 1:45, I fell asleep. Then like 3 minutes in, I wake up, and then I was like, whoa, I know I started breathing for 5 minutes, and here I am back in reality. Let me get back to what I was doing. Then the timer goes off. So in actuality, I only meditated for like 1:30, and then I start the timer again if I have time and try to see if I can focus that full 5 minutes without dozing off or getting lost. So just healthy habits practicing out here. Just trying to let the people know the simple thing, controlling your breathing, you know, definitely drinking lots of water. As I said, I've been intermittent fasting years old.
Ooh, yes.
So from 12 to 8, I eat. And, you know, the funny thing is when it's after 8 o'clock and it's 10:30 and I'm starving or 11,
done.
I just drink water every time I get hungry.
Yeah.
So then it forces me to drink more water because I'm like, I want to eat. And then I'm like, guzzle.
Pause. Nah, that's good. No, meditating is fucking lit. It makes you center yourself, all that shit.
The next thing I'm about to dive into is hitting them cold showers. I tried it the other day, and like I said, I tried it.
I'm not there yet.
I slowly started bringing it from warm to colder, and then I was like, let me see if I can get to the ice cold. And when I got there, I said, my back scrunched out, my stomach was poked. I stepped out of that.
I'm not there yet. I'm not on that level. That's like on some some guru. Sensei. Yeah, like guru. Like fucking like you got to be on like Dragon Ball Z status type of.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not. Yeah.
It's the simple things. A cold shower. It's like, what? But
no, sometimes I seen in the TV, like the people like submerge themselves in like ice buckets.
Yeah, yeah, ice baths.
But you like go in and it's supposed to be good for you. But
yeah, it shocks your nerve system. It resets you. That's the idea.
Well, that's a resetting I'm not ready for. Yeah. Next.
Yeah, but for the listeners, I'd love to let them know more about what you do. I mean, your endeavors have, you've had a journey from HR for one of the biggest companies, you know, out there, to just working your way to another huge company. Starts with an A, ends with a Zon, and then here you are now, like, in your own private company.
Hey, let's go. Yeah,
so congratulations on that, first and foremost.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's been a struggle, first off. It's been a fucking struggle. I think you guys met me when I had, like, I was on the verge of, like, I'm like, shit, am I going to be able to pay rent next month? I'm fucking freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, what the fuck am I going to do? Am I going to have to start sleeping with people for money next?
Yeah.
It was definitely a possibility, I'll tell you that.
Profitable.
Done.
1,000% profit.
And I don't think prostitution was illegal in Seattle. No, I'm kidding. But I mean, yeah. Man, I don't know where to start.
Let's talk about, like, let's start here. LLC, you got your own now?
Yes, I do.
Congrats.
I do. Haven't fully full-fledged, like, presented the website yet, but I already have clients. I'm already a working company, thank God. And I help companies pretty much manage their cybersecurity compliance and privacy. Anything that has to do with privacy law and privacy management, I help them with that too. Like a hospital, they need help with HIPAA.
And that's the future. Done. Everything we're doing, whether that may be off of Instagram, like an Instagram shop or not, everything is online. People feared it. It went from Redbox being DVDs sent to you to, who knows, now you probably download. You rent DVDs off of Amazon. You rent, like, you download. So everything is online. People are shopping from HEB or Safeway online and having it delivered at this point. So
we are in Austin, by the way. HEB, that is the Safeway of Austin. Just wanted to have that disclaimer.
Yeah, that is so. I'm just saying there's a lot of, everything is online, even when you don't think it is. There is no brick and mortar anymore. And even if they are, once they figure out how to do online delivery and stuff,
they become a warehouse.
Yeah, then it's like, you can save on parking spots. You can save, exactly. You don't have to have people walking in and out. You can turn the lights off a little bit longer. Maybe you only open at a certain time. Right,
save money.
So here we are, all connected by this web.
But yeah, no, but that's a good point. And then that's why I went into cybersecurity. I was like, bro, the economy is going fucking down. I'm like, I need to do something that's gonna make me have a job forever.
Turn the pandemic to a pandemic.
Yeah, exactly. Pandemic to what is it?
Pandemic bands.
No, but that's what I did. I was like, fuck it. And then, you know, now it's all good and gravy. That's it.
All right, cool.
You know, did that, and then turn around quick. So that's for anybody trying to change their career. You don't need more than 6 months.
Take a risk.
That's it. Take a fucking risk. Get some certifications in your fucking field. Do your resume up and then do it and just go for it.
I learned in the process. A lot of you are stalled at the part of, let me make sure the process is perfect before I leave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And sometimes you got to be tossed into the wild with no food in your stomach to
legit. I was tossed into the wild and I didn't know fucking shit. But guess what? Google is your best friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not always. But in this case, he or she or whatever Google is, whatever gender that person is your best friend.
Yeah.
For real. Because, and YouTube. Oh, YouTube.
YouTube University, yeah.
Legit. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's also TikTok University, which teaches you.
I'm done.
In like 15 seconds, you'll have a master degree.
Good night.
Yeah, there's so much TikTok hacks that I'm
but,
like.
But definitely, you know, to Amadi's point, like definitely like just fucking go for it. Whoever it is out there, like don't think too much. Don't be sensitive to anything. Don't be too emotional. Just fucking do it. You know, Life throws you shit you have no idea, and it's there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Victim, no victim mentality, only victor mentality. So,
victor, I like that. Victor
mentality.
Yeah,
so victor mentality. No, like, you know, I don't care if you're like, you know, like I'm from the Caribbean, and it doesn't matter where you're from, what color you are.
Afro-Latino,
persevere,
huh?
persevere. You know, you gotta just like, you know, because shit, it's gonna be shitty. It's gonna be a lot of shitty stuff.
Yeah,
but just do it.
And remember where you come from, right? The Bronx.
Oh God, yeah, the South Bronx.
Yeah.
Wolford and 3rd Avenue in the building. Let's
bodega,
go.
Hey.
Oh, we got hella bodegas. But no, so in the Bronx, it's funny, we were the only Dominicans. It's predominantly Puerto Rican and black. And I shouldn't say black. I should be correct because in New York, they like to rep like their country, like, you know, they, so there was a lot of Jamaicans, mm-hmm. Haitians,
Jamaica,
you know, West Indians, mm-hmm. like Barbadians, Bahamians. Like, hey, that.
When he says New York, it makes me think of the syndrome. I want to encourage again, as we speak on getting uncomfortable, maybe you're not starting that LLC today, right? Or that business, but step out your city and then get further out, especially yes. You East Coasters. Y'all be in Boston for your whole damn life. Like,
and still struggling.
Just go fly somewhere for a weekend and then go, oh, you mean there's more than just New York?
No, yo, he brought up a good point that literally when I was living in New York, I swore to God that everything else was a farm and a wasteland.
Yeah.
That it was only literally the California and New York. That's it.
Yeah.
And then I got out and I was like, oh, shit, I'm in Texas. This was the place. Austin was the first place I actually... When I left New York, I came straight to Austin.
And you found yourself a
little. Oh, dude, yeah. No. This was great.
What was the biggest culture shock? You were like, wait, I don't hear people talking at night. Like, the city never sleep where you were from. And then you're like, I can hear cows.
You want me to be really honest? Not to sound ignorant, but I'm just being honest here. And if you get offended, remember, we are not trying to offend anybody. And if you get offended, also, you should check your emotions. Emotional maturity is key. And
if you're offended, you'll get vaccinated.
Next. Yeah, and it's not by... And it's not, you know, it's not... That's one thing I learned about self-awareness is like, don't get offended because then you're making it about you when it wasn't about you in the first place.
Right,
we are all important. You're not the only one. But anyway, so when I came here, I'm sounding ignorant as fuck, but I was like, where are the accents? Yeah. Like, where's the cows? And
you're not from around here. Oh, yeah, I was. You're like, waiting for something like that.
Yeah, for real.
But you know why? You know why that is? It's because TV. Austin... Everyone migrated here, so no one's from here.
But Houston, same thing. In Houston, I was looking for. I'm like, Houston is even so. Houston's more diverse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard it's one of the most diverse.
Yeah, it's number one, and then New York is second now. It beat New York, which is I'm mad about that, guys. My fellow New Yorkers, don't worry, we'll be there again. Mm-hmm. But Houston, yeah. So you got old languages, you got British people, you got fucking everything from all over the fucking world. But I couldn't find. I guess I was. Confused, like where are the cowboys, where are the horses, like
no stereotypes. And again, you wouldn't have learned until you left.
And I learned, you know what? And I'm glad I learned because I got educated. And you know that's the thing I embrace.
Because here's the thing: we'll go look at these textbooks or go read these Google things about the text like this, and then you go there, and then you come back to your city, and then you hear someone reading off this book like, yeah, text like this. They only got that, and then you go, I was there last weekend. That's not the case. They actually have McDonald's. Blah 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 blah. Da 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 da. And like I was there in the city in the flesh. Like no, they you know. It's diverse there, whatever. So you like have it from experience or trueness, not like just study show.
Yeah, no, I was culture shocked. But like actually not like people say like, oh my God, it was shocking. Like no, I was actually shocked. Like I was like kind of frozen a little bit. Even like, you know, because I was so surprised by how cool Houston was and Austin. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, where am I? Like this is amazing. And it was affordable back then. Austin's a little expensive now, but you know, Houston, yeah, I was just shocked. All the different type of food. I was like, what the fuck? Where am I?
Yeah. And you know, speaking of business, man, I can't help but wonder why we are all up in Bill Gates and Melinda Gates' business. Like why am I seeing a post for, yo, this is, they just, all this billion, they already got their things amended. Once Bill Gates met up with one person, she was ready to take her assets. Each kid gets 10 mil. I'm like.
You mean 10 bill?
Yeah, or 10 bill or something. Each kid gets 10 billion. And I was like, wow.
That's right. They got, oh, man.
I'm like, why are we, you know, because now I guess it's under, people over here telling me, well, I guess they are human.
they have feelings. Okay, cool. Yeah. They're not thinking with cash. But. I encourage everybody to go to Bill Gates' Instagram and look at his comments. He's disabled everything, but just look at the comments. It's fucking hilarious. I think you guys will have it everywhere. Like even right now, go. You know what? Look for it right now. And I want you to just go to somewhere where he didn't disable the comments, so you can see the stuff that people. I mean, this man is very, for some reason, and I had no idea, is very well hated.
Well, I mean, right when Corona came out, I heard them talking about he was in something that had something to do with it being created, and then he took all his money out and put it into an insurance company that created the
And let's not get too into that, but I'm gonna get into some facts that you can find is you know, one of the biggest donors of the CDC and all these other companies is Bill Gates.
No, you can't see any of his comments, period.
Oh, no, no, no. You can't see him. No, you could see, though. You could see, like, check ones that, yeah, check ones that, that you can see and just read.
No, I can't.
Oh, he took them off?
It just says, like,
I'm done.
Comments are, you know, you can.
No, remember. But there was ones that he could, that people were commenting.
Nope.
Oh, he took him off. I'm done.
He must have said, yo, Google, Instagram, I'm going to need you to run this up for me.
Wow, but that should tell you.
Fuck you mean.
Go to Twitter. No, this guy has, trust me, if you go to Twitter, you can see all these crazy ass comments. All
right, we're taking a moment with the listeners. I know you're driving, doing dishes, but doing something.
It's just funny because I was like, what? Damn, this man is so hated. Like, what did he do? Like, but then now I'm like, oh. Okay.
Hate is just opposite love.
Okay. No wonder he's getting a divorce. Bye. I think I took screenshots because I couldn't believe the comments that were there, but I just thought they were funny as fuck.
I don't even want to go down this rabbit hole, honestly. The Twitter stuff's too deep.
Twitter is too much.
Yeah, it's a lot. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed.
Dude, I get it. But oh man.
Which raises this, you know, before we get down to the closing, I want to go. What are your thoughts on prenup? Because
I found it.
Okay.
Okay. So look at the.
What do we got here? So murderers.
So let me. I had to screenshot this because I was like, why is he disabled comment? Because, like, you know, I like some things a bigger, but he's crazy. Now I know why it says. Gates of Hell. This is a comment that was in Bill Gates' Instagram. Gates of Hell. You and your wife should be the guinea pigs for every poisonous vaccine. And then another comment says, "Murderers, pedos, evil. You sick son of a bitch. Demons. You fit each other."
Wow.
Yeah, you are the devil. Greetings from Germany. Bill and Melinda. Time's up. Your time will come, Bill, for both you and your wife. Looks like evil. I mean, it's.
But you know, the hate.
I hope you burn in hell.
Hate art too is so easy to come by, you know.
This is diabolical. Oh, fuck. This is funny. I just thought it was funny. I was like, because I had no clue where this was coming from.
Yeah, it's like, where is that?
Oh, this is this one. Take your skin off already. We all know you're lizards. Don't be shy. What the fuck? Yo, people are wilding out. Anyway.
Yeah. And that's also why you need cybersecurity.
Clearly he needed it because guess what? All his shit is disabled now. You can't comment shit.
Yeah. Protect me.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was so funny. Anyway, I don't know how we got to that, but we just thought that was funny.
No. I just heard, and again, like I brought this up a second ago, but I heard people bringing up this prenup conversation based off of things, right? And I go, that's such a delicate thing because you go, hey, if we're going to love till death do us part, and there's no point, right? But then it's like, but when you get emotional, all that shit go out the window. Yeah,
literally.
You might deport someone, you know what I mean? Like, you're like, you know the darkest secrets.
We've been there.
Against them, you know? So,
I mean, you're right, honestly, yeah.
So all I'm
guilty
saying
as
is,
charge.
I guess I'll look at it this way. If it's within the first six months, throwing it out there, it should be regular. Like, yeah, let's do that. If you're with them longer than 2 years, then at that point, it's almost disrespectful to bring it up, right? Because you're like, you know, it's too long. You got to do it early.
You know what? To me, this is what I think. We got to, like, you got to get a prenup and a postnup. Postnuptial. Mm. That exists. A lot of people don't know that. But I'm not, look, if you love me, you love me, not my paycheck.
Right.
So,
you're like,
okay. So, and if you have a problem with that, then there's bigger issues that we got to talk about.
Next.
And if you get offended, again, that tells me about your motive because you love me. You know what? You're not even supposed to care about this paper. This is just for a ceremonial.
Yeah.
You know what? So let's talk about that. And, you know, when you put it that perspective, let's put the social pressure. Let's make it political since we're making things political nowadays.
Do you love your cat?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, do you actually love me? Like love me? Well, if you love me, you'll sign the post-nup and the prenup. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
I love you, so I won't leave you barefoot, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you
no,
know.
But it's just that if you hurt me, I want to take everything you own that you know.
Yeah. Honestly, that's what they want to say, but, you know, yeah. I can't.
It's just, no, I do love you, but if you break my heart.
We mean anyone, male or female, because you can get married. But, and let me tell you.
I'm coming for blood. I'm coming for everything.
Exactly.
No, I love you, but you betrayed me, so I want to hurt you more than.
Because,
so
like.
I need your car, your house.
I mean, like you said it.
And I'm taking the dog too.
You said when the emotions come in, everything goes haywire, and it's true.
Yeah.
There's no, the rules and regulations go south.
You'd be like, yo, that's not morally correct. Fuck morals.
Yeah, like think about this. Let's put this analogy. Think when someone gets into a fight, it is actually illegal to get into a physical altercation with someone. But do people think that when their emotions are involved? I don't think so.
Yeah.
They just go at it. And then guess what? Same thing. Prenup, postnup. Thank you. And if you love me, you'll do it. If you don't, then I know your intentions. Don't care. Bye.
Good night.
And I don't care if it's a traditional culture thing. Stop it.
All right. Then there
we're
it is.
We're in 2020, whatever the fuck. 2021.
Sheesh. Hey, well, with that, you dropped a lot of gems for them. I definitely want to slide to the local to global. You know, bring these people a business that, you know, we've seen prominent, you know, maybe a friend on the upside. So, yeah, I'll let you start. What is someone local you see going global?
For a business?
We're just shouting out a local to global.
Oh, yeah. No, right now. Okay. Yeah, I got to try Toy Loco Tacos. It is insane in Austin, Texas. Toy Loco Tacos. I mean, it's not like I had a lot of tacos. Like, I mean, we've had tacos, yesterday too? And compared to that, they still can't compare because it's like literally the owner is straight from like Latin America, South America right there. And I think he's Ecuadorian, half Mexican. And just you could tell the flavor is coming straight from the country. Like it's not like these like little shops where it's like, okay, like someone just decided to open it because they visit Mexico for 2 days. And
yeah.
All of a sudden they know the culture. No, I don't think so. The seasoning here, Toy Loco Tacos is just fire. And it's in 2615 East 7th Street in Austin.
Oh yeah.
So 2615 East 7th Street in Austin, Toy Loco Tacos. It is fire. You won't regret it. And it usually opens at 5 p.m. every day.
Little baby.
Shrimp
taco, fish taco, carne asada. Again, the double corn. You know it's real when it's a double corn tortilla.
Oh, man.
Double up.
Oh.
Yeah, I second that.
So good, so good. So good.
And on top, like, aside from the obvious, yourself, you know, doing your private cybersecurity business. You know what I'm saying? So definitely tap into that. I want to tap in with another folk. Now this is someone I'm just new to, and I've just been loving it. So I'm gonna shout out corporate. I believe. Let me double up here real quick.
Who?
Corporate. Let me just make sure. There we go. Corporate 00. All right. Now this cat here. Album Motive Activated. So he's an artist / actor. He does. I was showing you a little bit of his series from Chicago. Yeah, this guy is hilarious. I mean,
he's funny.
I like his. I mean, his greatest strength is definitely his verbiage, his wordplay, the way he expresses his stories, an inspiration to myself. So I'll definitely be taking notes. And it's very enjoyable. So on YouTube, he has a series called # Black Chicago Be Like. Tap into that. He has over 97 episodes or over 95 episodes. And I've just been going backwards from 98, just backwards. I'm enjoying the experience, the process. Great for the black community.
Oh, God.
Just expressing just, again, like our perspective. Let me see a black Superman, all right? Let me see the black Spider-Man. It's just good to have these powers. We've seen the black president. What more? We need more. We need more. More, 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 more. All right. So with that being said, tap in with that. I'm also going to slide into very fluently the D-pop of the week for myself here. So,
ooh, yeah. Some good stuff you have there, Pharrell. I'm impressed.
Yeah, here we go. So who? Yeah, you know what? One moment.
Yeah, no, there's some good stuff there. Yeah, and I like it. I actually like the photography, the art that you kind of giving it in every picture. It's kind of cool. It brings out the clothing for sure.
Oh, appreciate it.
No, I like it. I like it. And then the backdrop too. The blue wall helps. It's amazing.
It be the simple things.
Deep pop. Yeah. No, I like it. I like that shirt, that tiger shirt. It's a good one.
All right, cool. So I'm just going to go off random here from someone that I follow because at the moment I was having trouble finding Thrift Thru Keith Jobs. Here we go. So with that, I'm going to shout out Damn, they got a healthy amount. I want to look for an underdog, you know, but all right, everyone's
give a freestyle shout out.
Here we go. So I'm gonna shout out Recycled Laundry. All right,
ooh.
Recycled Laundry. I like their emblem. I'll show you their page here. Let's go in. Recycle, reduce, reuse, reduce, reuse, recycle. DM to bundle. No returns. All sales are final. You hear me? So with that being said, when I tap in on their thing, they like to do the flat lay style, which is they lay the clothes out flat on the AstroTurf. Again, it definitely goes with the theme. Just seeing that grass, seeing the simplicity, I'm like, yeah, this person's definitely health conscious about the environment. You know, they're not even wasting space to put their body in the picture. Let's go. So with that being said, they have a very nice production. Again, everything is very simple. Some shirts are tilted to the left. Some are straight on. So I like the art aspect of it. And they got some heat for the name, like Eminem. We got some old school vintage timestamps, Olympics. And
I'm really obsessed with the name. I'm not going to lie. It's perfect. Recycled Laundry. How cool is that?
Yeah, that's good. So we'll have them tag, tap in, get you, support, reuse, get one of ones, leave H&M and Zara alone. You know what I'm saying?
Bye.
Unless it's a quick business endeavor. with that, let's leave them with a statement of positivity, something to get these people through the week.
Ooh.
So is anything you have from this week or this moment, maybe you drank some more water. What do you want to like drop on them real quick?
So I want to say is that everything that's impossible is possible. So don't stop. Keep working on your dreams. And you know what? Keep it on the low, low. Keep it on the low.
On the low ski.
And then when you're ready, tell the world. But keep it on the low, keep pushing forward. And remember, there's always a faster way to doing anything you want. You might be stuck at a job, you might do that, but all you need to do is research the appropriate things, and then you next thing you know, you land whatever the fuck you want. Anyway, don't stop, don't care, don't focus on color, don't focus on the way you look, where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on where that bag is so you can go to that location.
Yes,
and then
sir.
You need to pick that bag up.
Yes, sir, Ski.
And spread the love.
Spread that. No, I love that, I love that. Yeah, get to the bag. And with that, I'm going to say it like this. Take the moment to appreciate, you know, look out the window. Maybe it's the same window you've been looking out of. Maybe it's that same drive home you've been driving home for a very long time. But take a moment to notice the details. And you know what? Wave at somebody. Say hi. Bring the humanity back. You're walking in the same area, you're in the same hall. They might have a mean mug. They might have a resting B face. You know what I'm saying? But take a risk. Take a chance. Hey, good morning, good afternoon. How you living? Be blessed, you know? And just take time for that. We get kind of overdriven into our habits and stuck to ourselves, especially in the city of Seattle. But we don't have to be limited to that. So with that, I'm going to say it like this. L'échec n'est pas une option.
What?
Failure is not an option.
Ah.
And... we're going to slide out to some heat, some heaters. So, I think I'm feeling this one right here. So, with that being said, you have just been soon.
Yeah, fanny pack me.
Let that boy live. Team, we be wild winning. She think I'll be out sinning just by the way we be living. East Coast, my team strong. Stay clean when we leave, dog. Ain't my fault these fiend hoes wanna fuck with our team hard. Hitting our weed smoke. Drop bars with Trey E's, dog. Don't wanna you keep but I'm let her smoke on this reef for hold up. These bitches all the same. Think we caught up in the game. Hold up, yeah, you might be right, but never hear a nigga say. Y'all come with them extra claims. Chase a nigga round all day. Tell you where I be, yeah. You won't believe that shit anyway. Crystal my seams, living clean, hitting my weed. I believe in my dreams, sit my lean and bang my team. Ain't got time for no girls. When a nigga tryna take down the world, get all of them diamonds and pearls. A nigga too young to be hers, but I still be up in her face. We try, but we can't replace. Not many out there relate to the way we be in sync. But a nigga young, screaming, fuck commitment, have fun. Fucking up, cause I'm always back around, she know what's up.
can't fuck with none of these girls. I can't fuck with none of these, can't fuck with none of these, can't fuck with none of these girls. I can't fuck with none of these, can't fuck with none of these, can't fuck with none of these hoes.
Everything be going right. Pop a tab, I think I might. Lucid dance that very night. She dancing by the satellite. Hosted up my phone, I'm like, well, we can't even chill tonight. You call it pimping, but those is girls and this a butterfly. Now she gone, final conversation, this the last song. She go home, but I gotta admit that I'm always wrong. Getting phone, she ringing me up, I don't pick up my phone. Let her know, sometimes a nigga just like to be alone. She like, well, make up your mind, folding on me, that's a crime. Call me up and making dates, a nigga never be on time. I'm like, I'll be smoking, getting high up off that potent. Then a nigga just lose focus and forget where I was going. She go, well, I'm done with this. Go home, nigga, smoke his bliss. Next time that you try this shit, don't be surprised when places switch. Stuck inside a mind all day, she ain't mind no getaways. Call her up, I would, I wait. Now fuck that, let her drift away.
I can't fuck with none of these hoes. Say we finish, you we kidding, we just taking breaks to get it. Say we finish, you we kidding, we just taking breaks to get it. Say we finish, you we kidding, we just taking breaks to get it. Say we finish, you we kidding.